that we face a number of challenges in this area. Nevertheless, we do have strategic partners, such as international organizations present in Costa Rica and civil society organizations that provide a lot of support to the Costa Rican state in disseminating the convention and the optional protocols. However, we're aware that when it comes to interagency coordination, we do face a number of challenges. When it comes to the Child Welfare Agency, since 2016 and up to 2019, we undertook 52 preventive, promotional, and educational campaigns concerning all the rights set out in the Convention and also in the Children and Adolescents Code. We're currently investing around $5 million in these areas. We think it's very important that in schools and other institutions, people are aware of children and adolescents' rights. They have the right to full and holistic development and state protection, but we believe that we need greater efforts from the state institutions and greater involvement, for example, from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in promoting these rights. We know that we haven't gone far enough yet, but we will strive to ensure that we safeguard and promote the rights of young people.
Muchas gracias. Ahora...
Thank you. I'd now like to give the floor to Irene Arce, who is an advisor to the